Been in the Word of God in 1 John chapter 2 for a while. I got in chapter 3 just a little bit. On the fruit bearing, that it's God's will for us to bear fruit. John 15, 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That to whatever she so asked in my Father's name, he may give it you. But just that thought that God's chosen us and ordained us. Not be ordained as a pastor, ordained as a part. He's ordained us that we go bear fruit. That's God's will for every single believer. Not just some, not just for, it's for everyone. To the teens, to the little ones, it's made a profession of faith that they bear fruit for God. And that's what all this has been about for the last 4 months. And it just keeps getting deeper. The more I shovel in here, I'm trying to hole in a spot to find a stopping place. And it just, I'm looking up now and saying, man, how am I going to get out of this thing? But it's one of them things that we just can never really exhaust. The Word of God's inexhaustible. I mean, you can't. It just keeps going. The Word of God's alive. And as we get in it, it just gets better and better and better. Well, it does for me. So, but in this Word, bear with me here. I know I'm not no Greek theologian or nothing, but I like looking up words. It helps me to understand. This word ordained means to place. He places missionaries. He places you in people's lives before you got saved. He places us in positions, and he orchestrates it all. I mean, the whole year before I got saved, how he orchestrated everything in my life to bring me to a place where I would bow on my face and call on him blows my mind. But that's God. That's where we trust him. That's, as you said in your devotion, brother, and even when we don't see God's working, he's continually plowing and a hoeing and a moving and a shoving and doing all the things he needs to do in our lives to orchestrate himself in us. And that's his will. That's his desire because he's ordained us that we bear fruit, that things come forth from our lives. And we know from our speech, our actions, how we act, how we control ourselves when we're frustrated, how we show compassion to others. My brother, you're so far back here, I feel like I gotta yell louder to get your attention. You didn't hear me? Oh, you hear me, okay. But as we see here, and I'm gonna read just a portion here in Philippians that I read last week. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and judgment that ye may approve things that are excellent. Those are things we covered last week. And that your love may abound yet more and more. So it's things that Paul was designing the church of Philippi. Did he want their love to abound yet more and more in knowledge and what? Judgment. And those things as we look them up, that judgment and that love, that knowledge. And listen to what it says here at the end. That ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Being filled with fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. This word sincere. Now listen to this. It means judged by sunlight. It's a light giving judgment. As light comes, what's light do when it comes on something? It reveals. All darkness is what? It runs away. What's the Word of God do in our lives when we open it up? It judges us. That's why a lot of folks don't like reading the Word of God. You know why? Because it judges them. I don't like what that says about me. I don't like that. I don't want, oh, bless God, that's not me. Yeah, it is you. It is you. It's me too. That's why we get into thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That way we can see where we're going. If we could shut all the lights off, shut all the windows off, and I've said this before, and you put up a lantern, and as I hold it up, I can see where my feet's at. But if I put it behind my back, I can't see. I go over this thing, and I'd stumble. I'd fall. I couldn't see it. But if it's out in front of me, I could see the steps. And if I hold it up a little higher, I can see my path where I'm walking a little better. You been in the woods coon hunting? I have with like, man, my arms, I'd wear my left arm out. Because you're holding your light up. You know, the old lanterns. I didn't have the spotlight thing, man. I held a lantern up in my hand. And as you held it, I mean, you could walk up on a ditch and you about get to it and you'd, whoa. And you know, them times where it's a drop off, 6 foot down, it's a creek with a flat rock at the bottom. You fall in it, you're going to break a leg. But without that light, I'd have fell right in it and fell and I'd have busted my leg. Word of God's just like that. So it judges us. So, but this here, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, this word excellent means to be better, to carry, to differ from, to drive up or drive down. So to be excellent means to be better. Does not everyone here as a Christian want to be better? Or we're just, I'm saved, I'm good, I'll just be a pew warmer. Or do you want to be better? Or things happen to somebody and they get bitter. Or they get mad. They're mad at God for something happening they didn't like. So God don't love me because this happened. You know, people think it. And the devil will do anything. That's why we keep continuing God's word. The answers is in the book. The answers in God's word. To better, to carry. So to be better, and this judge, and this sincere word also means to be tested as genuine, pure, pure. Does not we want to be, one day, listen, one day we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, for we shall. I'm going to see him face to face, and I'm going to be like him. One day I'm going to be as pure as Jesus is pure. My mind, my heart, I will be pure like him one day. And I have all of him right now inside of me, just the stupid junk that I live in, yeah, wrestles with it, and when there's a conflict going on, and that's why I'm constantly reminding us, the battle we're in, if you ain't using the sword and fighting in the battle, your flesh is going to take over. So when I'm frustrated, my flesh is going to come out and show its ugly self. So if I'm angry or if I'm not in the Word of God, lusting after things is going to take over. The other part of my flesh comes out. All the things God is trying to wield and to harness and to put a bridle in and bridle us, God's, this Word has it for us. Let's move on. Now getting back, you're in 1 John chapter 2, right? Everybody there, chapter 2. Now we went all the way down through. Let's start reading together. Let's look at verse 20 and read down. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Remember what we talked about when I got saved? I didn't know no scriptures, but all of a sudden my life changed. Everything I looked at was different. Things I didn't know no scripture for, but I knew it was wrong to do. Somebody else done come in and camped out and started making residence inside me, and it somehow let me know. I didn't even have a scripture for him. Now I do, but then I didn't. So who did it? The Holy Ghost of God. This unction from the Holy One. And ye know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Boy, I've been in some churches where some folks sitting on a pew I thought was Antichrist. Because they're denying the Word of God. They deny, they bend and twist the Word of God. They compromise the Word of God. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you. That precious word abide. I love it. What's it mean? It means to stay. It means it abides. It stays in us. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that ye have promised us, even eternal life. So we have this life here, and we got the life to come. All this in heaven too. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him, there's that word, abideth in you, that stays in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but at the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. You stay in him. You stay in his word. Now in 28, and now, little children, abide in him, and that he, when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Now there's the whole thought. To have confidence that we bore the fruit that God wants us to bear here on this earth while we're here, and not stand there ashamed. But if you're like me, you've made mistakes. Yesterday's gone. Can we go back and fix yesterday? Tomorrow we have a choice about it. Today we're right here, right now. Jesus is already in tomorrow, so I ain't worried about that. But today we have a choice today. We can worship him. And every time you sit on a pew, did you sit there and grumble and look at your watch? Boy, that preacher's preaching long. Boy, they just singing them songs. I'm hungry. I'm ready to go eat. I'm not the only one. I did it. And I said, shut up, you stinking flesh. What's wrong with you? We're in church house. We'll do this later. I'll eat later. And anybody been around me, I'll eat later. And I will. I'll eat for somebody else at the same time. Amen. So, but while we're in church house, we're going to make an account how we conducted ourselves today. Every one of us. And this thought, boy, kept jumping out at me. And now, little children, abide in him, and when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him in his coming, at his coming. So, do we want to be ashamed? Do we want to stand there and, oh, shoot, Lord, not today, of all days. Why'd you come today for? Get caught when you're in the flesh, mad or upset. And thing is, if we abide in him, we may have confidence and not be caught like it. Not be caught when we're acting like we shouldn't act or speaking like we shouldn't be speaking. That we're showing compassion as Jesus showed. That we're being like he is. Loving our loved ones like we should. Praying like we ought to pray. Reading like we ought to read. Witnessing like we should. Being prepared. Boy, what if he'd have called and you'd have been out there and just smashed your thumb with a hammer and you're going, "Rrr," and somebody, what's he want? You know, you wouldn't, would you? See what I'm talking about? It's keeping our minds abiding, staying in him. No matter what we're doing, whether I'm mopping a floor, putting up stuff on shelves, or I'm working on a car, stubbing my toe, whatever it may be, I'm abiding in him. Staying in him. Rooted and grounded, not moving. Where I'm constantly got the armor on, constantly honing up the sword of God. Constantly keeping my mind focused on things that glorify him. Because it don't take long for our minds to wander. Christmas time's here. I want, I want, I want, I need. What? God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So seek first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Confidence. This literally means all outspokenness, frankness, bluntness. You have assurance when you stand before him. And it's the opposite of standing there going, oh, shoot, Lord. And being ashamed. Now, all of us has had times when we go, but do we just keep making excuses to make the same problem over and over and doing the same, falling in the same trap the devil makes for us? Here's a proverb. Roger 3:16. A fool is not a fool when he falls in a hole. Fool's a fool when he falls in the same hole twice. Steps in the same hole that he knows it's there, but he steps right back in it again. That's a fool. God help us to be mindful of things that glorify God. To have our armor on, to abide in Him that those things not happen. So God ordained us. In other words, He's placed you ones in school. He's placed you in school. You didn't get saved. You are to be a light that shines to everyone around you. At Walmart, you're a light to shine to everyone around you. You're the different one. Not to be different, just to go follow them, through, but you're the one that shines out that everyone says, if something's going wrong, you know what they're going to happen? They'll be the one you call. They'll be the one they'll hunt out because they're looking for help. Remember the ones in the lines at Ford? Boy, before I got saved, no one wanted nothing to do with me. I get saved, boy, they come whisper to me over by a corner. Hey, Roger, my mom's, they found out she's got cancer. Could you pray for her, please? Sure, I'll pray for you. They didn't go nobody else, but they'll go hunt you up because they know somehow there's something different in your life and it's showing. And they'll hunt you up because you have something different. That inside, whether they say it or not, they want what you got. You got something that they don't understand that they're missing in their life. But if you'd have come up to me and said, you need Jesus. I don't need Jesus. I'm fine. Everything's fine in my life. No, it wasn't fine. I was a mess. There's Bell One. Confidence. By a show of hands, who wants to have confidence, assurance when you stand before Him? I do. I want to stand before Him with confidence, saying, I did what I could, Lord. I stayed in Your Word. I prayed like I should. I witnessed. I had compassion on others. I tried to let my light shine as You shine through me, let You shine out. That we're not, or have the opposite and be ashamed. Because that day's coming. And that, I don't know about you, but that's the most sobering thought is one day we will make an account for what matter it is. It'll be tried by fire. And there's that light, God's light, a God's fire, whoof. What's wood, hay, and stubble is going to be a bunch of ashes. You're going to stand there going, yeah. Or have wood, or have diamonds and gold and silver you can lay at His feet. That's fruit. That's the fruit. Listen to the verse again. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. It'll remain. One day that fruit will be right there waiting on us when we stand before Him. That's when it's going to make it. That's where the tire meets the road. Of why we're in church, why we do what we do, why we do the things that we do, why we go out of our boat. It'll all be made known that day of what sort it is. And you can't get the wool over His eyes. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love You. Thank You for Your Word, dear God. And thank You that we've not chosen You, but You've chosen us, Lord. And You've ordained us that we should bear forth fruit. And that our fruit should remain. Lord, help us, I pray, that help us to abide in You, abide in Your Word, in prayer, in our lives, stay surrendered, be aware of the world around us, be aware of Satan's devices, how he tries to pull us away. And we know not to love the world or the things of the world. And we know those things pull us away from You, dear God. So help us that we remain in You and stay focused on the things that matter, that we can stand there with confidence, with assurance, and not be ashamed. And there's all things we've done that we can't go back and undo. But Lord, we can do something about today. We can make a decision to serve you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength, that we may bring glory and honor to you. We can sing here in a moment in the worship hour, dear God, and sing with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our very being, dear God, and worship you in spirit and truth. That the preacher can do likewise. Get up here and preach with all his might and power and strength, dear God, as you enable him and give him that unction to do so. And Lord, that we may hear from heaven today. And Lord, that you be pleased with our worship. Lord, that you be pleased with our action. That we bring glory and honor to you today as we worship you. Help us, O Holy Ghost of God. Have your will and way with every heart. And Lord, if there's someone here undone that don't know thee, Lord, I pray that today, let today be the day they call unto thee and be born again. Lord, for someone walking afar off, Lord, you bring them up close. Or maybe someone's on the sideline, dear God, it needs to be refreshed, got bitterness, Lord, that they get peace and hope with you, that realize, Lord, you don't make no mistakes. You're God, and you always got a plan. You're always working. Help us now, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.